Welcome, everyone, to the APL Age of Empires podcast, brought to you by Hanan,
Alex,
and Nate.
Yeah, we're here to talk about all things Age of Empires 2, the Conqueror's Expansion.
Also, more specifically, we're talking about the new one online as well, which has its issues of its own. That one's called Age of Empires 2, the Forgotten Expansion.
Oh, yes.
Yes. This is set on Steam, and you can play it online if you just buy it on Steam.
So we, like I think many people, came to the game rather young. You know, I personally have memories of playing this after school when I was like 10 years old, back in the glory days, the Bush administration era, you know.
Oh, yes.
And everyone was into the game back then. I remember waking up in the middle of the night, and my dad was playing it on my computer in my room.
Wow.
It was kind of creepy.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I think it has great educational value as well, teaching us about these historical periods.
Yeah.
And teaching us about strategy and fair play, because the artificial intelligence and the AI in the games, they're all great.
Great. And each of the civilizations are real civilizations with real histories. You can read about all about them in the documentation.
Read up.
The Empire's documentation teaches you about the game, too. Teaches you about the game. Because there's a lot of hidden elements in this game, actually. A lot of hidden variables and bonuses and the opposite of bonuses that actually occur with each civilization that they don't list.
Yeah, yeah. So
you learn that through the history.
Yeah. So guys, what is Age of Empires?
It's the greatest drama game ever made.
Yeah. It's focused on events in Europe, events in Asia, events in South America.
During the Dark Ages.
Yeah,
after the fall of Rome.
So it's just about this stretch of time from the Stone Ages right into the Imperial Age. And you start off with villagers, and you start to gather your resources, your basic resources like gold,
food,
stone,
yeah,
lumber,
and yeah,
wood. You lumber.
Wood. Yeah, you go through the ages, and then you just battle it all out.
Yeah,
or you battle at the beginning. You should probably battle at the beginning more.
Right, yes,
right.
Yeah,
more dramatic.
But then that's a topic for later, right? Should you battle in the beginning, or should you battle like much later in the game when your civilization's more advanced?
So there's a lot of questions like this. Like, should you do this in this game? Should you do that in the game? And what all of us agree upon is that you should do what causes the most drama.
Oh, absolutely.
And what I've played these pro games, and I've won a pro game, and I've lost more than that of pro games. And I gotta say, it's nowhere near the fun as when I play with the APL crew.
So what is the APL, for those of us that don't know, which is probably everyone?
You don't know what the APL is? It's a lounge at our school, at Hampshire College, where we would take it over. It's a quiet study space, actually. We would take it over, make a lot of noise, and all play Age of Empires on the computer, because I installed Age of Empires on all the computers.
Yeah, we have a bootleg version of Age of Empires set up in this quiet study session. During finals, you can just hear the rapid typing of the computers as we're trying to negotiate with each other on how to screw the other one over.
Yeah.
But I totally agree. I mean, like, the reason why I play is not just to dominate, which is, you know, it's fun, but for a good story. You want, like, the scribes to, you know,
to tell us for ages. Yes.
Yes.
Truly, that's what really gets you. That's the greatest.
What are some good Age of Empires stories you have?
I want to tell you about this one. This actually leads me into what I think the number one golden rule of Age of Empires drama is.
Oh, good transition.
Play Hampshire College style.
It's the APL style, basically.
Yeah.
So regale me.
So one of my favorite moments was, I believe you, Alex, had been fighting Nay, and you managed to keep him off a large patch of gold. At which point, I saw this gold, and I said, well, I'm going to take that gold. At which point, at the same exact time, Alex says to me, that's my gold, when in fact, it was no one's gold.
That's something
is
to be
gold
argued.
Anyone's? We'll argue that later. Is anyone?
Can you own resources?
Can you own resources? That's a good question. Anyways, so Alex had claimed these resources, and I said, I don't care, Alex. I'm going to mine these resources.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You son of a bitch.
I'm
going to
mine these resources. And so then I did. I sent like almost tons of villagers over there.
Oh, it's absurd. It's
absurd. And then Alex was like, okay, well, I'm gonna destroy you. By that time, I had built a castle.
Right.
Right next to the gold. And I had a large army there as well. And I don't think he was expecting that.
No.
God,
no.
So he shows up, and he starts fighting me. And I felt very confident. He probably also felt very confident. He had Mamelukes to take out my cavalry.
He got out the Mamelukes.
That was a Huns. this just begins. This battle between Alex and I just begins when Isaiah, the fourth or fifth player in this game, also comes in to the battle, because he'd probably been hearing about this in the lounge. So he also comes in.
Oh, yeah.
and then I'm like, oh, my God.
A battle of the ages.
It was crazy. It was like, we were on the Castle Age, I think. It wasn't that far.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, there's not too much armor going on.
Yeah, this was like the first battle of the game.
People getting slaughtered.
Yeah. So Isaiah comes in as well. And I think Ney also comes in for the last part of this.
Well,
with the little troops he had left. Because it was his goal.
The thing is, originally it was my goal. And then Alex kicked me off my own land. Okay, and then this gold was now up for grabs, right? But then at the same time, I was holed up in some corner of the map trying to recuperate from the wounds that Alex inflicted on me.
Right.
Well, in terms of who owns the gold, I think Hanan brought up a good point once that, like, you can only own a resource if you can physically defend it.
Right.
You know? Right. But I mean, the game gives you, like, a little bit of the resources right near your town center. And that's,
those,
like,
those
generally
are arguably yours, but...
So, guys, what are your favorite civilizations to use?
Whoa. Let me bring you into what I think the number one golden rule is.
Oh,
right?
I'm so sorry.
This is what the story was transitioning.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I forgot the transition.
Yeah. Then we'll go to that.
You can't go from the Imperial
Age
to the Feudal Age.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Can't skip ages here. So, I think my number one golden rule to increase drama in games is, if there's a battle, show the fuck up.
I mean,
honestly, this is something I am not good at. I typically play very defensive.
Oh, you're such a
I hold my just guys in. I don't really go outside. I just kind of have all my guys in there, and you guys are doing shit out there.
I mean, and that's maybe a topic for another podcast. Is your whole wall strategy? Right.
Wall strategy.
Yeah,
I could.
Talk about Hanan could talk about
it's something
walls.
That all of you guys could learn about,
yeah.
And definitely us too.
I'd love to. Take
okay, games. I have to say, I played the pro games. The pros cannot do wall strat. They suck at wall strat. They're great at
wall strat.
They're very fast, but their wall strat is laughable. Anyways, so that's what I think, because what happened in that moment
is we all just fought
together. If you have an army, show the fuck up. Send them out there. If you know there's battle going on, show the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay? Because that's going to be awesome.
it's true. My favorite battles are when the entire screen is just filled by troops of different colors.
Yeah.
And you know, we're not... If there's some beginners out there, some great way to save resources and just produce mass numbers of troops...
Yeah.
You get the pikemen, the skirmishers,
just
uses lumber and food.
Up.
Yeah,
just,
yeah.
Guys,
you build
just
like five barracks, just churn these puppies out.
Churn
there,
them out,
lead
and,
them to
and
slaughter.
Show the fuck up.
Right,
because that is the golden rule of drama.
Yeah.
Is that a unanimous agreement on that rule?
I think so.
Yeah, sure.
I agree. I mean, what is it? To me, that means don't hold your armies in. You know, if there's a battle going on and you have troops. Send your troops.
Except I think sometimes it's...
And there's deception.
Deception and manipulation. Because, like, my favorite thing is to use other people to fight for my benefit. Like, if I know two people are battling, sometimes it's to my advantage to kind of step back and see how the battle unfolds.
Okay. If you want to play that way, Alex, you can play that way.
Yeah.
But I think you should show the fuck up.
Favorite civilizations.
Okay.
I think I like the Chinese. Yeah. I think the archers are really strong.
How do you pronounce it?
Chukunus.
Oh, okay. Well,
the villagers, they can gather massive amounts of resources in
really?
The beginning. Yeah.
The Chinese can gather more resources?
More resources in the beginning, yeah.
What?
Yeah. See? Something you've learned today.
Huh. I mean, well, they have a pretty good naval force, too, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Interesting.
And also, you get more villagers at the start as well.
Do the aesthetics play a role for you guys at all when choosing a civilization in terms of, like, as you evolve through the ages, how the buildings look?
That has to be my number one decision.
Really?
Well, so then what's your favorite, Hanan?
The Huns, the cavalry. There's nothing more terrifying in Age of Empires than tons of just cavalry.
Tons of Huns.
Just tons of Huns. Just coming into your base, just showing up.
Well,
so quickly, because they're so fast and they're terrifying.
And they can burn buildings to the ground.
So specifically, the Tarkans are one of my favorite parts of the Age of Empires game, because I don't really like trebuchet game. I think it's not as fun. It's not that interesting. Trebuchet game isn't. I would love to play a game with no trebuchets. I'd love to see that.
Ugh.
I'd love to see how that would
work. You make me sick.
That's so interesting.
No,
I think it'd be super interesting.
I don't think anyone uses, like, battering rams as often as they
no,
should.
No. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well,
battering rams are pretty good.
I'm a firm believer, siege weapons, totally pointless.
No.
Not pointless. The only thing you need is trebuchets. You build a siege workshop, and you just crank out all this gold for these weapons that are just going to be destroyed instantly. There's no point.
You got to protect them.
Right.
You got to protect them. They're very useful for protecting.
Well, you say you like the Huns on them, but I thought you loved the Mayans.
The Mayans are great to win with. You can win easily with the Mayans because the archers are... I mean, really, I do wall strat with Mayans.
Ugh, yeah.
Well, wall strat with the Mayans is ridiculous because they have cheaper walls, great archers, and their resources last longer. And it's just... It's very annoying. I've made games last, like, battles last, like, a few hours, I think.
Oh, yeah. It hurts. I mean,
it was very entertaining, though. You end up losing if you just do defensive, though. Yeah. You can't win, really.
Well, we'll talk about wall strat, and then...
Anyways, so I do like the Mayans for wall strat, but the Huns, to me, are... If I'm trying to win a game, I use the Huns because the Tarkans can burn the buildings down. And I'd love to conquer someone without a trebuchet because, to me, that just puts a smirk on my face. Just puts a smirk around my face because you fucked up. That means you fucked up.
Yeah.
I don't even know how to pronounce my favorite civilization, honestly.
Saracens.
That's what we're going with. I don't really... There's no really historical context for me to really appreciate these guys, because I feel like, you know, like, what do you know about the Saracens in real life?
I mean, they have camels, that means...
Yeah, I mean, they're definitely like a Northern African, like, Middle Eastern sort of thing. But I gotta say, so I love this civilization. I just like... Yeah, for me, it's the aesthetics, because most of the troops are the same. But... The Mamelukes. You gotta love the Mamelukes. Are they considered archers, even though they're on horseback?
They're considered ships, actually, by the game. They're a ship object. If anyone knows computer programming, they're a ship object in the game.
What?
A modified ship, yeah.
Tell me more.
On the ground.
They can maneuver on the ground, but on water.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's very strange. Also, they are a ranged unit, as in they can do damage from four... paces away or whatever the hell that means, but they actually do melee damage, which means they do damage. They don't do archer damage. So there's two different types of defenses. There's pierce armor and there's armor. And armor defends against melee. Pierce armor defends against ranged. And they are a ranged unit that does melee damage, which doesn't make any sense. And they're a ship.
God, you're such a nerd.
I don't care.
But you know what I love? I love taking a gaggle, if you will, of these Mamelukes and just going hog wild on a team of villagers. You come across enemy villagers getting lumber, for instance, no defenses. Oh my god. Because here's the thing, is like in real life, this, you know, is something we would frown upon. Luckily, this is just a video game. Taking out the villagers is key, because then you stop their supply chain.
Yeah. It's true.
Yep.
It's true.
So, are there any final thoughts on what we'd like to
say? I think we should talk... I mean, I'd like to talk more about the code.
Oh,
I mean, to me, that's so important.
Well, I mean, you've established the first rule.
Okay.
First of battle, show the fuck up.
Right. But, well, so last night, I think the viewers kind of need to know where we're coming
from.
What
happened last night?
So last night, Ney, myself, and Hanan, you know, we're playing into the wee hours of the morning, as we do occasionally, on Age of Empires, and we're all pretty evenly matched with our friend Emma. She's also very good. But Hanan, you know, is known to be a bastard in this game and very hard to defeat.
Yeah.
So... here's a little bit of the history. I tell Ney, give me 500 gold, 500 stone, and I won't kill you. He agrees, he gives me that. Then I say, give me even more, and we'll both attack Hanan. So he does. Ney pays me, and the two of us go in to attack Hanan. Hanan, how do you respond? What's it like for you, from your perspective?
So it's my limited perspective at this moment. I saw that I was being teamed up on again, and it turns into, to me, if you're being teamed up on by two pretty good players... You're obviously going to lose because it's a numbers game at that point. It's nothing to do with your strategy. It's a numbers game. It has to do with because they have more resources than you. They have twice as many units they can throw at you. It's a numbers game, and the you can essentially determine the results by just saying, okay, let's both team up on someone and take them out. And to me, it was lacking of drama, which breaks my heart. And I was very upset. I was very upset, and I wanted to quit. I wanted to quit. I said, "This is stupid. This is not what this game is for."
What was Hanan doing when he was saying?
He was standing up, and he was saying he was going to quit.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, we haven't actually even breached anything yet.
It's true. I was just upset because also I was also being friends with both. They've been both manipulated me, So that was bad. They both manipulated me and then turned on me.
We told Hanan to go attack someone else.
It was very premeditated, and I just don't like the idea of a premeditated assault just to wipe someone out. Because you can do that every time. You can do that every single time, and it will happen. The end result will be the same thing every time.
But here's the thing where things get complicated. Mm-hmm. I had every intention to backstab Nay, yes, I'm sorry. See. And let Nay do most of the attacking and then attack him this way.
I knew. No, that's why I was maneuvering my troops. I was moving my pikemen towards your cavalry.
I could tell that. As Nay and I were both attacking, it was actually very fascinating because we were going to attack Hanan, but as we were I was like, okay, go attack. And we both kind of not really sure, who's going to move what troops closer.
Yeah.
So
that makes me so happy. And you shouldn't apologize to Nay for that. You should.
Yeah.
You should say, Nay, you're welcome, because I was about to cause some drama. Because that's what Nay wants out of this game.
Yeah.
Bahana, this is what I was trying to tell you last night when I was trying to tell you to sit back down and keep playing when you were going to quit. You got to see a battle to the end.
Right. See, I didn't know that you guys agreed with me about the code. I thought you guys were in it to win it and just wanted to take me out. Just because you thought I would have won.
Well, so the code is all about you can devastate someone, but you shouldn't take them out of the game unfairly.
You shouldn't just single someone out, take them out of the game, unless they provoked you. If they've attacked both of you, you should go and you should attack them. Or if you're allied with someone, then they attack one of your allies. Then that's totally fair game. I think that's fair game. It's just none of that. There was none of those scenarios.
You kept saying you wanted. Well, no. I disagree with you because you were on top. You had the most stats. You had the.
I don't think that's a reason to
attack someone. To attack the strongest player.
I don't think it's a reason to single someone out premeditatedly, unwarranted, and just take them out of the game because you can do that every time. That's not fun.
I mean, you were saying, though, that you would have been fine with us both attacking you if there was a reason. So,
I don't think highest score is a reason.
Well, Nay brought up the point that, we just needed to stage some sort of a reason. If you killed one of our villagers or something.
That's
we got to bush the entire thing. We got to send in some villagers into Hanan's base and say, you killed my village.
Exactly.
Sitting on my wood. You're sitting on my gold.
See, what you didn't know is that Nay and I were launching campaigns in our villages that said you had weapons of mass destruction. Yeah. So the public was turned, and we unilaterally decided to attack you.
Right.
We kind of needed to attack you. It was a nationwide effort.
This is not true. This is not true.
That's what Saddam said.
Look, all I'm saying is that because this is a scenario that could happen every single game. Okay. This is a scenario that could happen every game, and if it did,
it wouldn't be fun.
I would no longer play. I would just be like, this is not fun. So that's why it was very upsetting to me.
It's okay. Easy boy.
I'm still very upset.
It's okay.
It's okay. Thank you guys.
He's touching our shoulders right now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well.
Well, which brings us to pro games.
Pro games.
And where does our code that we established in the airport lounge...
Right. So,
where does it fit?
Where does it fit? And, Nay, you wanted to discuss the culture of online. Is it a good or a bad thing to the game itself?
Well, I mean, if... all you want to do is win, it kind of defeats the whole point of creating drama, And that's what we feel point of the game, because there's so much history, there's so much culture within the game itself.
Oh, yeah.
You kind of need...
I mean, this thing goes back to 2003.
Yeah.
That's like...
I know, right?
My grandpa was like 80 back then.
That's like half my life.
Then.
Culture inside of culture.
Yeah. There's just so much culture that it almost behooves us to... create more drama in order to enjoy this game for longer hours with your friends.
Right, because the pro games, what do they do? The pro games, they water down the game into specific elements.
Well, I mean, they just have a fucking formula,
They have a formula, exactly. It's predetermined, all this predetermined stuff, I hate it.
When I was a kid... you take your time,
you play on easier
level. I enjoy competing at a high level we do now, but when we play, the people that do these pay money to play at tournaments and stuff, they just take the game at such a
robotic level.
Yeah,
It's very robotic and there's no soul in it. And there's no
passion.
Passion. And you look at these people's towns and you say, no one lives there. You look at their town and nope, this is not a town. This is a fucking factory, my friend.
A factory of puppets that are sent to destroy the other civilization.
Yes. it's a factory. And I want to, when I come and I take out someone's town, I want to see lovers. I want to see a family. I want to see, you know, the corridor.
A kid playing his first game of baseball.
And I want to see, you know, the corridor and where everyone lives. And I want to see the army zone.
Yeah. And see them run for their lives.
Yeah.
And I want to destroy it.
I want to burn it to the ground.
Yes. And when I played the pro games, I've taken out people in pro games. And what I see is 50 Mangudai, 20 Sage Onagers, 50 Pikemen, and a bunch of people chopping down wood. And then the houses are all in a line in this square rectangle. Like a rectangle. You can't even get in and out of your house.
Oh, come on. No class.
Yeah, and then you have three castles right next to each other. It's like, why do you need three castles right next to each other, my friend? You should spread those out. Probably your villagers, if there was a vote in your robotic town, they'd probably say, well, spread the castles around the town. What about me on this side of town, right? But you only have one side of town, so that makes sense, you fucking idiot. Anyways, it's not fun. And it's not cool. I don't like it. It's not fun. That's not why I play the game. I don't play the game to do that. I play the game for the drama.
For the code.
For the code. And that's why we have to establish this code, because it's important to so that as we do become better at this game, guys.
Mm-hmm. We're still growing. We're still growing.
That we don't turn into robots. Definitely. We have to turn into drama warriors.
Oh, yeah.
Drama warriors. I like that.
And that's what the code is for. How to become a drama player, not a tournament player.
Well, thank you for listening. This has been the first ever installment of AUED, Age of Empires 2. And until next time, Hunter,
Gatterer,
Distrodden.
You don't know how to turn this off, do you?
Oh, shit, I can't find the button. Okay, off.